Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of the BJ Experience with Bobo
and Jojo.
And today we have a special guest.
Hi, my name is Maggie. I'm the love of the life of these two girls. They make it very obvious.
Child.
Yeah.
Well, she's also an actor. I'll tag her handle and you guys, her Instagram handle, and maybe you guys can follow her there. So, karibu. Mwah.
Everything they do, we do it. Everything they do, we do it. Everything, everything, everything.
Sharing about our childhood memories, fun things we did, exciting things we did, and maybe try and compare, like, if the current generation would have, you know, the kind of experiences that we had when we were kids. Yeah, so me and Maggie would probably have the same experiences, most of them. Maybe that might be different from yours.
Yeah,
but basically we're gisting today.
The first one is, do you remember, like, back in the day when we go to, like, the village, and then the uncles and the dads would get lit and then they started throwing money? Do you remember? Back in the day, yeah.
Money was mine.
Yeah. They'd give out cash. Like, even some of our older cousins would give us cash. You don't remember?
I mean, don't remember.
There's even a time you and I got dollars.
From who?
From one of our cousins. Yeah.
From who?
Yeah, we got dollars.
No, he promised us.
No,
but
we got.
Didn't deliver.
No, you didn't get.
The first time we got, we split it. Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Then the second time is when he sold us things and
yes, he didn't deliver.
Why didn't you share the money with me?
You are too young.
Yeah.
Money. I was too young.
What would you have done with
the
money?
We are
age men.
We have a 2 year difference.
Three and one month. Do you remember back in the day we used to go for Christmas holidays? We stay at Shushu's for like a month before Christmas comes. And we used to long for it.
Yeah.
I don't know how come nowadays we'd rather just stay in Nairobi. just I think because now we had to wash our clothes.
Yeah. And plus, because you have like commitments these sides and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why it gets a bit hard for you to now like stay that long.
Yeah, but it was so fun. We even used to go and climb the trees, tuna
you
plants. We even had a tree house, imagine. Because that's why me, the one who named that
tree.
TH.
We go to the TH.
Imagine. For it was so fun. We used to eat plants. Imagine it even got to a point, Kina Devi used to. You know, like instead of plucking out the plants, they'd lower down the branch and then bite half and then leave the rest. That's so weird. But it was fun times. Another memory?
I'm remembering the time, like, in Eswatini, just generally, like, any time guys would come home, Dad would want us to do a performance.
Even us.
So, like, doing performances, like, you know.
We did a whole skit. And then we didn't even perform it. That made us cram lines.
There was a time we had a family get together at our place. And before it happened, Dad told us to have a skit, to perform a skit now for the guests. And we practiced and everything. Everyone had their lines. And then come the day, nothing happened. We didn't do it.
Sorry.
And you remember the time you made us cram that Kikuyu song, Kwegwa Wega? And then we performed it in front of, you know, the Gizenji family. But it was me. I remember the time my mom even got pissed that I didn't sing. It was that auntie Nani. One jug. So you know you are singing.
Yeah.
You used to be the one to sing. So me, I told her, me, I can't sing. I don't have any song.
Mm.
Plus, it's not my thing.
Mm.
You know, she got pissed, like legit pissed. Like, when we were going home, I was scolded.
Oh.
For not singing. Imagine.
So me, you go on a ribu.
I know. So I'm like, is it by force?
Mm?
Ah.
Yo.
It was, I don't know.
Sorry, babes. That's all me.
Know.
Although that tradition for performing is still there. Remember, like last Christmas,
mm-hmm.
it's still there. Like everyone has to do something.
Really?
Didn't we? Last Christmas, you were singing.
Last Christmas, you were trumpeting.
Yeah.
Oh,
we did. Yeah.
Bonfire.
Yeah.
People sang.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's not by force. It's not like you have to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the kids, yes.
The kids love it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's usually a competition from them. Hey, this one sang. I also have to sing. Yeah. How was it with, you know, like I remember us, we had to. Our parents were very strict when you were young. I think they're getting less strict by the day. So, like, even to watch TV, we had to call. There are two. We had to call and ask for permission.
But then
I'm not lying.
We had the landline phone.
Yes.
So we couldn't call direct. So we had to wait for mom to call us.
Yes.
Then now we ask, can we please watch
TV?
And she still say no.
And then Maggie would call again. She's like, stop nagging me. And they were strict. I don't know. But imagine they weren't like that the whole time. I think something happened. And there was a bad show that came on TV.
A bad show.
Like and then I don't know how they found out that we saw it, and I think from that point is when, you know, things changed.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, it was tough. Can you imagine? Just TV,
just to listen to the radio.
I think for me, because I used to spend a lot of time, now when I was at the coast, a lot of time doing outside things. It wasn't a big deal. But I remember when it came to watching TV, it was 1 hour on a Saturday. And if I watch one show, like if I watch like a movie, that's it.
Mm.
No more TV after that.
Mm.
And sweets, I'd only have, like you get one sweet on Saturdays. So if it's a chocolate bar, that's it. So whatever, like if I, like let's say they're Smarties and I take one Smartie, that's it. So I have to decide what, like whatever I wanted to watch.
What snack
I wanted to have.
Hey, that's tough.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Me, I felt like, I don't think kids nowadays, because even Gedenji when he was young, they were not strict at all.
He just watched too much TV, actually.
He was even overdoing it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like that nowadays. But even us, I think our cousins, their families were not like that, because they always used to ask us, hey, excuse me, nakubele coach TV.
Sacha.
I don't know which other memories.
There's a tradition that we still keep
mm-hmm.
With some of my guys down south, of every new year we're always together.
Yeah.
So we travel together, whether it's within the country or without.
Mm.
So we pick a place and we're all together that whole period.
I love that. That's nice.
So that's something we've kept.
Us. We used to have the routine. It's like every 3 or 4 years we go to coast in those same apartments.
Those apartments are horrible.
Are they?
And it was the same. They refused to explore more. We like.
I think that used to get a discount. Amma, they are his friends.
Maybe. Like, how bad are they? Like,
are like, we going on holiday and we have to cook? We have to wake up, clean. I'm like,
it's just like
yeah,
that home.
Clean the apartment. I'm like. Is this a holiday? The difference is the weather and maybe going to the beach.
Yeah,
That's it. What shame.
Mm-hmm.
So like you didn't hire a chef?
Nothing.
For
chef,
who?
Chef.
And you're there?
Guy. It
was just, I don't know. I think the only thing that apartment had was a washing machine. You know?
Did it have? It didn't have.
It was washing clothes. I mean, we never used
we
to
were
wash.
Not washing clothes.
Guy.
I just remember it's the costume.
And we used to go by road.
Oh,
we've never taken a plane to Mombasa.
No, not individually.
We only took a family. We went by road once.
For real?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You
no, I remember.
So we used to get her to and fro and return.
To and fro. Yeah.
And the days Kina Baba Faith were living there.
Those days I can't remember.
Oh.
Oh, you were like two. Yeah, the same one who's saying at your age.
It's because you know, Bobo.
Yeah. And me, I can remember. Which other memories?
Let me just remember, but this one is a personal one.
It's okay.
I used to dread meal times. Oh my God. Do you know, I never used to get hungry. Now I was being forced to eat. It was, I used to hate meal times. Guy.
Were you those kids who used to put the food under the table?
No, I used to put it in my mouth like I don't chew. It stays there for so long till it becomes liquid.
So, pouring
out.
Oh, man. And then she used to suck her tongue.
What? What the fuck?
Toto.
Mnaharibu.
No, it's a safe space.
No.
It's a safe space.
Cut that one. Cut the cameras. Dead ass. My cameraman.
Cutting. We're not cutting. But I don't know. We're going to school. I remember my mom. Hey, I've remembered. No, kumka viatu za shule. My they were horrible.
Oh my God.
Horrible. You see, my mom Kwanza, she used to buy us this. I don't know why she was my
taffies.
No, taffies were great. We wanted taffies because they were great. They looked good and they would last long. But now my mom, because she's saving cost, she'd buy us the mtumba
taffies. Mtumba sport shoes, mtumba bag.
Damn!
And then it's not nice.
Money. And then you see, like, for me, I'm such a girly girl. Now you're bringing me shoes that look so money. I'm telling you, I used to step on those shoes so that they can tear and get new. Thinking I'd be bought now to feed. To spill out a fundi.
And then you know what to do, but I used to inherit you all the time that you're refusing.
I used to even push my legs to the front. No, you're not looking for me. They said, they're not fitting me anymore.
I remember there was a time I was bullied because of my bag.
It's like my mom didn't have good taste for these things. Like they were ugly. Like
bad.
They were ugly. Ugly.
When I was still figuring out my style growing up, because mom used to do all the shopping for me. So growing up at some point, like if you check some of my pictures from Swaziland, my God. I don't know what style that was, but it wasn't giving.
It was very wanting.
It was wanting. Like extremely bad. Because I wanted like some things to be a bit shorter. I wanted me when I went to pick, because obviously she'll tell me, no, you can't pick, that's too long. So when I'm mixing and matching, oh my God, the pictures are bad. Just know that. I look for them. Hopefully attach them here.
I remember the other time my mom bought me mtumba sports shoes, and I think my dad had given her money to do shopping. Wait until we get home. My dad is like, let me see the shoes you bought. So I bring him the shoes. He's like, What? Mlinunua hizo wapi? Mwambia, tulienda kwa soko. Went to the red soko. Tulienda kwa soko pale red kanuna. Hey, he made a fuss. Like, yani mi, I'm giving you shoes. Unaenda kumchukulia second hand shoes. Good.
But even dad's taste was very wanted. This time, he's the one who bought us the taffies. Akaleta, this other one, it looked like for the army. Remember? You remember? Like, for real, they looked like army shoes. And then they were hard. Hazikwa zinaribika, they had like a metallic part here on top. I remember it was me and you, we had already finished. It was just me and you who got those shoes.
How come school
they were so bad?
I don't remember those ones.
That one I was also bullied. I was in the car at that time. Kamba, I'm going to get a KDF.
Another one I was never allowed to go on sleepovers. Only with family and select family and select family friends. So I always felt like I couldn't go. I remember there's a party, I was in grade 8. So I'd gone to, never forget her name, Juhi Varma's party. So it was a pool party, then a sleepover after. So it was the first one there, and the first one to leave. Just at the height of everyone jumping in the pool. So I was saying, like growing up, I was not allowed to go on sleepovers. And if I was, it's only select friends and select family. Imagine.
But I think even us.
Yeah. We actually never used to go.
Yeah. But she would be so okay with them
guys coming over. Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So like I remember there's this time I was in grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
I was going for Juhi Varma's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And it was a birthday party. So it was a pool party and a slumber party. So it was a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the first one at Juhi's house and the first one to leave. At the height of, you know, and all the girls had come. And she's like, now I'm like, okay, mommy, can I please stay? Like, you're so comfortable me going to, like, can I just please stay?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, enter the car, we go home.
Oh,
tell Juhi bye. Say hi to, tell her mom bye.
Mm-hmm. Would you be like that with your kids?
No, Bambi.
For real, are you sure?
No.
You're not sure?
No, sorry, I'm sure. Like, I won't. I know, man.
It's too much.
Slumber party. I get at least one.
Mm.
Or if not, have the exact same standard so that people come over. Because I feel like for us, remember that time, the road was so bad even coming to us.
Mm.
So accessibility was so hard. And I mean, I'm already in UST because I was going to school in UST anyway. So, like, I go. Or if not, have the girls get picked up and come over home.
Yeah. Hey, us even having phones, let me tell you, I think we used to share one phone till when I finished, when Devi finished, you know, high school.
Mm.
I think that's when he got himself a phone.
No, Dad handed him his old phone.
The worst thing that is about Dad handing over his phone is that anytime you quarrel, he'd be like, give me back the phone. Yes.
The phone.
Yes.
My phone.
Give me back my phone. Because you know what? It's his.
Whoa.
Like, you would have just been chilling and your phone is just taken.
Hey.
Bring that phone.
So I think it got to a point that we got peace. It's like, you know what? I'll buy myself a phone. Because if you giving me a phone, is making it like, you know, you have the leverage to ask for it. And me, I learned. So after I was done with high school, I got myself a phone. And I think that's when now Maggie had a phone. But now I feel like with this other generation, Kina Denji, he's been having
he's
a phone.
Like,
he's been having a laptop,
like, wow,
a computer.
You know,
like, hey.
And you're like, these guys don't understand.
As we used to have those analogs, those desktops.
Yeah.
And the only thing we had there was games.
Yes. And I'm even thinking, do you remember the thrill of when you're watching TV that you, the only time you take a pee break? Is when the show is on break. So you're running to the toilet to come back and tell what you're missing.
Yes.
These guys have the luxury of just pausing.
Pausing, yeah. Yeah. Like, Kwanzaa, their generation, they're so lucky because all of us, I don't think there's anyone who watches TV except my dad when he's watching football.
Yeah.
Nobody's usually in the city. So basically, the TV is his.
Yeah.
He just has it.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. If he started the TV, he goes to his laptop.
Mm. That's absolutely crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
I remember this time. I know I can never ever forget. And neither can mom. It was one Saturday. We had just gone to catechism. Boy and I. And this time we decided. So assume the church is here. Like when you get out, the church is like, the gate is here. This side to go home. And this side was another route.
Yeah, to go into the estate.
Into the estate. But like, if you know the way, there's a way this can lead you to go home. But it's a distance. And all our friends are going through this route. And
the fun one.
Yeah, the fun one.
Yeah.
And Mobo decided, my gift. See, we change here.
Me, we're going to make a bad decision.
I was like, okay, let's go. But then, like, by the time we were deciding, people had already gone some distance.
Mm.
And then I remember that time the road was like, it didn't have tarmac, right? No, it has tarmac.
Yeah.
Or it's a bit better. And then now these big lorries came, and then, you know, the dust is everywhere. By the time the dust settled, our friends like had gone. Yes, so we tried rushing. That is how we got lost. Our friends were nowhere to be. And then I think they also ran. Those people ran because how could they have just disappeared? You know,
yeah.
It just cost a month. I can't even forget.
Oh, I can't even remember.
Guy, we've started going, and our friends are nowhere to be seen. We are just walking. We walked for so long. We used to go for catechism in the morning, and then we get out at lunch because we used to have lunch at home.
Yeah,
we got lost the whole day. And then I remember in my bag I had one bomb.
Damn!
And then what we had the whole day. You remember these two chewing gums that were different colors, and then they were circular.
Yeah.
They were 50 cents. So we bought two.
You could not memory.
That is all we bought. That is all we ate the whole day.
Uh-huh.
And then akumbuki hata baby, there were these strange men who came to ask us, mmepotea? And then sasa, you at least you are smart enough, you're like, hapana, tunajua. And it was so bad because it was this monkey Kiera. You remember?
Oh,
you remember now?
No.
How do you not remember? How can you forget?
But that? I remember getting lost. I remember that incident. And then when we got back,
somehow we were able to find our way back
to the church.
And then we came to church so that we drink water because we were walking the whole way. So like, could you imagine? Then we go back the route that we know. Hey, see, we just entered. Hey, yes, we got the tap. Hey, I'm drinking water. Then we're about to get out. We say, see that's mom.
She's stressed.
She's talking to the catechist. She's crying. Her children are lost.
That reminds me of the time. I've told you guys this story so many times. Mm. There's a time, I think I was like 5 or 6, I was playing hide and seek with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not told her, okay?
So,
in my head, I know that she'll know that we're playing hide and seek because I went and I hid.
Yeah.
So back in the day, she used to, till now, she loves curtains that are all the way until the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I went behind there and I was chilling behind the curtains. She's not finding me, so I slept.
Mm.
So I'm waking up, I'm looking for her, maybe I haven't seen her. So I find at the door with cops. Auntie looking for me.
Auntie.
She turns behind and she sees me there. I'm like, hi.
She'd called cops. To their house.
Because the daughter was lost.
I turn.
You know, I was not disciplined because she was just like, at least she's here. It's like, where were you? I was like, I was playing hide and seek.
Mm.
If that was me, I'd have beaten that child.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Because I slept for like, you know how I slept for like 5 hours.
Yeah. Mm. Let me remember there's this time Dad alikuwa natukazia hadi like lights at night.
Oh my god.
You see,
have lights out.
Yeah. Like you can't even, maybe you're lacking sleep and you want to just come down and watch a movie or even read whatever. He's like, no.
I feel like he's exaggerating.
And this is not even kitambo. It's a bit recent. Lights out and you can't sleep past a certain time. You're woken up. Even if you are doing nothing.
But now maybe you suffer from that because I'm generally an early morning person. But now Devi used to suffer. He used to suffer. And then we used to, like, if he's pissed, he'd take you inside the chimney.
Baby, their parents were strange.
I know. Imagine the time there was a phone that was stolen in their house.
They said it was you guys.
At a simu. Who cares simu? Because a simu, I also suffered. That time, I don't even know.
So help me understand. What is the purpose of the chimney?
I don't know.
Punishment.
I'm so pissed. Go inside the chimney.
Actually, these guys were given punishment. It's like a school because they were asked to kneel down in the chimney.
Imagine. Was it kneel down or squat?
Kneel down. And then it will come here. They start, no, come kneel in.
Okay, imagine that there's a phone that was stolen. Uh-huh. Me, I don't even know about the phone.
Uh-huh.
I can't even remember like when I last saw that phone. I'm like, God, this is so wrong.
That chimney, they've stretched. You know, it sounds like a story out of Matilda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But Devi is the one who has suffered.
Devi was headed though.
Yeah, Devi is a problem child. Where that one?
But Dad was so strict. There was a time we were beaten because we had not brushed our teeth.
I remember. No, you were not beaten.
I was not beaten because I brushed.
No, you had not brushed.
This is what happened.
Oh. Me, you, and Devi had not brushed.
Uh-huh.
I think this one was talking to him, you know, by the
way. No. So I remember when Wekwanda used to have this habit, you talked to Unanyamaza. You just look at someone. I said, yes, I have not.
So me was asked, me kept quiet. Then me was asked, he kept quiet. Yeah, you too? Come here. Hey, we were beaten.
Do you feel like there's a point in time, as much as used to call it disciplining, they're actually beating us? You know, there's a point you...
Yeah, Kwanza, my dad.
Hey,
my dad used to beat us. And sometimes he'd beat us. Then when you go crying, my mom would come and, you know, like, try and embeleza you. It's crazy.
Because me, I was what you call that's what you called it, discipline for 5 years, but those 5 years were enough.
Mm.
But I was beaten and the mirror broke, let me tell you.
The mirror?
Yes. Actually, I don't know what I've done, but I was in the bathroom.
Mm.
So I asked my mom, you want to kill me?
Me remember there's a time Livy and I fought.
Oh yeah.
Physical
fight.
I don't even remember what had happened, but we started fighting.
Yeah.
And then I think the house told on us.
Uh-huh.
And Dad came home. Hey, we were beaten. Hey,
so on top of your fight, you got
yeah. Why are you fighting?
Who won the fight?
I think I won.
Eh?
I think I won. Amali nipea a PT win. Just win. You know? Hey, but I don't know. Beating was. I think because of my parents, they couldn't even use punishments because we didn't have the luxury. You see, if someone has the luxury of watching TV or having a phone, you can ground them.
Oh, yeah.
But now that is not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think beating is the only option. Yes. Eh? The day I traumatized you.
Hey! Bobo used to bully me. Hi, Bobo. Guy.
It was on purpose.
Bobo used to bully
me. No, it was not on purpose.
No, it was on purpose.
I said, I don't remember purpose. It's just that. You see this thing? You see this thing in the cup? Come that time you had a pickup.
That's the thing for
the cigarettes.
Yeah.
So, we're in the car, so it's a pickup. So, uh-huh. Mom is driving, Maggie's here in the middle, then I'm here.
Uh-huh.
So, I tell her, I just to stick it too,
uh-huh.
To honest. So the first time I didn't push it in.
Uh-huh.
So I just got it out and like a boo boo sa. Nothing happened at a mini.
She has a different version of it.
Then I'm like, I want you to scoop me. Danny, okay, scoop me. What is for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Put it out. And then now it was reddish.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, shit. I tell her, boo boo sa.
Let me tell you what happened because Bobo has changed the story. Bobo has changed the story. Once we were at Nakumat Thika Road,
uh-huh.
Remember? And we had parked.
Uh-huh.
We had parked, and then that's when we were testing, and it was cold.
Okay.
And then remember, like, it was cold because we were testing it at Rakuzapa. And then mom came, and then mom warned us,
mm-hmm.
I don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing with that thing when I start driving, mm-hmm. because it gets hot when you start driving.
Mm-hmm.
And now she gets on the highway.
Yeah.
And she's accelerating. And then now this is when the boy decides, I see you. Now I'm thinking, yeah, I know it was on purpose. And you feel me here. And tell me why. Initially, she was touching it first, and she gave me this time. She told me, she knows what she was doing. Now the cat felt like you're my child.
I'm telling you.
It is.
Mom was pissed.
Oh.
She even went to the side of the road. I got after, was it a pliers?
Yeah. Pliers, torch, like
maybe something cold because it was actually smelling like nyama.
Oh, for you. So you are burnt bad.
I was burnt bad. Bobo burnt.
Is it okay to snitch to the police? On the police?
Let me rephrase. Bobo burnt me.
I didn't know.
Daddy Choma.
It was just curiosity.
Hey, I've even remembered another one. Bobo. Bobo was just doing all this time. I did not know the concept of friction.
Uh-huh.
No. I remember I had stood on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Like this chair now I've stood on it. And mm-hmm. then Bobo is here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were playing with a scarf. So the scarf was on me. Mm-hmm. And then now, just the scarf is on me. Then Bobo is doing like
yeah.
this. That's this friction at the back of my neck. Mm-hmm. Hey, and then we are doing it for fun. And I'm feeling a bit wrong.
Bobo decides to go.
I got so scared I couldn't go to school the next day. Because I could not wear a cloth here because like Ngozi in a tonka.
What? What the fuck?
Like, I was absent. I
didn't go to school. You're scared of Kumuka, imagine.
At a sign, Kumuka, when you're in Kumuka.
Imagine scared of Kumuka, yo. For sure.
That's what then I think I have a good romance.
Yeah, I can forget those things.
And that was up to the salon.
We don't think.
Hey, my mom was disturbed the salon. Hey, my mom was.
She was feeling, I have a sensitive scalp.
I'm telling you, I'll go and I should go now to a tattoo.
Oh.
As much she used to cry, she turns pink,
but also
veins on her head. My mom was like, "Situ njoa tu inyele, tunanyo." And I said, "My want hair, tunamesha nyele." Then the same thing. She sweats her like.
But drinking. I was actually feeling a lot of pain.
Hey, it was,
you know, people do not understand that sensitive scalps are natural. Because even now, mm-hmm. I usually feel so much pain even just getting a blow dry. But yeah. Now I'm big, I can handle it.
Yeah.
So people you're do not understand that
cut sensitive scalps are a thing. Cut your hair.
Yeah. It's true though. Yeah, it's true. The sensitive scalps are a thing. Even me nowadays, I think my scalp is getting more sensitive.
Mine even
comes out protecting me. Serious things would still
I can't even unplate and plate the same day.
Even style, like styling this. I don't know if you notice every time you go, I always put it back down. Because even when they're retwisting it, sometimes I tell them just
sleep.
At home or something.
Because
of the pain.
Hey, Asu, when did you start washing? Have you ever washed your own clothes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
When?
When?
I have. When I went to boarding school the first time, the second time, and the third time.
Hey, Asu, go to class 4 or 5. My dad instructed gave instructions. Nobody's clothes should be washed. They should wash their own clothes.
Why?
Less chance. I guess.
But you should...
And our last born did not experience that.
Imagine.
Yeah.
That's what
his clothes are still washed and his.
Imagine.
Let me not even say his age.
Imagine. Hey, but ours it was strict.
Now I think at home, like for Jay, he's been told like when he does unnecessary things, like you've gone, how are you going to the field in your trousers, like your not your sports gear, like your trousers.
Yeah.
You come there dirty.
Yeah.
Like he says, there's absolutely you wash your own clothes.
Yeah.
Wash it.
Yeah.
So like when it comes
that
to
makes
like
sense.
That, yeah.
That makes
like,
sense.
I'll wash if it's normal dirt.
Yeah.
But now you've gone out of your way to go to the field instead of wearing your gym clothes.
Yeah.
You've gone in your like what you wear to class.
Yeah.
She says you
no,
wash.
For us we would only wash like during holidays, but during school days at least we'd be pardoned. But holidays, everybody washes their own clothes. But it kind of used to be like even a bonding session, especially with, I don't know if you washed Sana, but me and David
used
to
wash.
Because my last high school, I remember, sorry, last boarding school, the girls, so we, the cubicles across each other, 4-4, then our 2 closets, we'd cloth pool. So have our clothes together, then 2 people will be told, hey, you guys are doing the washing today. So I wouldn't end up washing a lot.
Yeah.
Because we even had like a, we'd make like 2 closets, the school closet, then the other closets, the after school wear. So you just go and pick whatever you
this
want.
This was high school?
The last one I was in.
Yeah. Okay. Would you take your kids to a public high school?
No. I choose not to.
Even me not. It's tough.
Yeah. Even campus.
But you didn't look like yourself.
High school.
Yeah.
High school is tough. I think it's just because I was such a bookworm, so I would just ignore, you know, I'd be so ignorant of what's happening. But it was tough.
Because in high school, I hear bad stories. Like what?
But how come we didn't hear from her? That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
because
you're just
I think maybe you find it's the norm. You don't realize how bad it was till after maybe you've gotten out and you realize what is that?
I bet it was bad. Yeah, so Hango was tough, but he survived. But I think every high school, every public high school is tough.
Weird thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. There are some private schools that were the ghetto.
I remember
Lukenya was the ghetto when I was there. Now he's went there, redone it, and it looks somewhat. But then, like, the dining hall was made out of mabati, babe.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the food you're eating
was yo mudokoi. Have you had mudokoi before?
I've had mudokoi before.
Let me tell you, that's the year I became skinny. Remember how round I was?
Yeah.
That's the year I became skinny because I was not eating.
Yeah.
And then when they're giving you like chapati and the nyama, it's like three. You know the stories you're told by your parents?
3 pieces of meat.
3 pieces of meat and just watery soup
and
hard chapo. No cabbage.
Unless you take chapo.
I know, right?
Because now you move to that place like Lukenya, I mean Laser Hill, where you have, you know, even have days for chips and chicken.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that. And it was a private school, IG.
Yeah.
Not 844 Lukenya.
Okay, now that's...
The fees were still the same fees you're paying.
And then now that's a rip-off. That's a rip-off.
Hey.
That's tough.
But now the Lukenya that now Ivy went to.
Yeah.
Was...
Yeah, proper.
Ivy, cousin.
No.
Nice, yeah.
Oh. I even thought you were talking about Ivy,
no,
your friend.
I think, wait, because she, when I left, that year I think she joined. Even her, she must suffer. She has suffered through that. Because we didn't even have a place for labs. So you're doing your biophysics and chem in your head. Like, there's no lab place, like, to do, what do you call those things? You know, I dropped science.
Practicals.
That.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no place for doing that.
Oh. But that's theft. If at all I'm paying that much fees, like, you better give me quality.
Mm-hmm. It's because the education itself is just the facilities, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, so those are our childhood memories, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this video. Please share with us some of your memories and, you know, engage. Like, share, comment, subscribe.
Follow.
Click the notification bell. And yeah,
to tell you guys about the merchandise.
Oh yes, sorry, before we cut this off, we started selling merchandise, and if you want merchandise, we have a poster on our Instagram. You can reach out to us on Instagram or call the contacts that are there. We'll also share, you know, the details under this video.
Yeah,
and remember to follow her as well, and you know, you can you know, enjoy her content
on Instagram.
Can you tell people what you
on
do,
Instagram? Oh, I'm an actress.
Yeah,
amongst many things.
Yeah,
but right now I'm marketing the acting for you.
Okay,
so check it out, Maggie.k.
And do you have anything you do on
She'll
special days?
Oh, I do monologues on Mondays, every other Monday.
Yeah,
or if the content is there every Monday. Yeah. In short films, I'm actually posting a short film very soon, in about a week or two.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for watching. See you on the next one. Bye. Mwah.